R22 Field Guide, Face Out and Retrofit Reality, a single refrigerant field guide to R22, its status after the production face out, why it's scarce and expensive, its mineral oil E1 characteristics, and the honest reality of drop and retrofit refrigerants versus just replacing the system. From the launch, my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. R22 was the dominant residential and light commercial AC refrigerant for decades. It's an HCFC. It contains chlorine and depletes ozone, so it got phased out. The key thing to understand, production and import of new virgin R22 has ended. It is not illegal to use R22 or to service existing R22 equipment, but you can only do so with recovered, recycled, or reclaimed R22, which makes it scarce and expensive. That cost reality drives most of the decisions we'll make around R22 equipment. R22 is an A1 refrigerant, non-toxic, non-flammable, running on mineral oil, at noticeably lower pressures than R410A. Plenty of it is still in the field, so you need to know how to service it, and how to have the repair vs replace conversation when a major R22 component fails. How it works. R22 is a single component refrigerant, no glide, bubble and dew points are the same, no fractionation risk. Its pressures are lower than R410A at the same saturation temperature. R410A runs roughly 50 to 60% higher, so R22 gauges, hoses, and components are built for that lower range. It traditionally runs mineral oil, which circulates fine with R22. That's a key incompatibility with R410A, which needs POE, and a complication with many retrofit refrigerants, which often need POE to return oil properly, even though they're going into a system that still has mineral oil in it. The face-out is a supply story, not a switch that turned R22 illegal. Because no new R22 is being made, the only supply is what's already been produced and then recovered and cleaned up, reclaimed to purity spec. Supply shrinks and price climbs over time. So topping off a leaky R22 system is increasingly expensive, and a compressor or coil replacement on R22 equipment often pushes the economics toward replacing the whole system. In the field, confirm it's actually R22 on the data tag and select R22 on your gauges/use the R22 chart. Watch for systems someone already retrofitted with another refrigerant. The tag may not match what's inside. Service it with reclaimed R22. Recover, fix the leak, evacuate, and recharge. Don't just keep topping off a known leaker, because every pound is expensive and venting is illegal. Have the repair vs replace conversation honestly. On a major failure compressor, coil, big leak, the cost of R22 plus the age of the equipment usually argues for replacement with a new R410A or a 2L system. Lay out the numbers for the customer. If a retrofit is genuinely the right call, follow the refrigerant maker's procedure. Drop-in is a loose term. Most R22 alternatives are near drop-in at best and come with specific instructions on oil, charge adjustment, and expected performance changes. Read and follow them. Don't wing it. Read the chart for the refrigerant that's actually in the system after any retrofit. A retrofitted system is no longer on the R22PT relationship. Normal values and targets. Status: virgin production / import ended. Service continues with recovered / reclaimed R22. Legal to use, not legal to vent. Safety class ASHRAE 34, A1. Lower toxicity, non-flammable. Oil, mineral oil traditional. Retrofit refrigerants frequently want POE for oil return, a real complication. Glide, non-single component. Bubble equals dew. No fractionation, can technically be charged as vapor, though liquid charging is still the safe general habit. Pressure character, lower than R410A, roughly 50 to 60% lower at the same saturation temp. Representative ballpark, high 60s PSI saturated near 40 degrees, around the 260s PSI saturated near 120 degrees. Read the actual R22 chart. Targets, same cycle-based numbers as any system, spur heat about 10 to 20 degrees at the compressor fixed orifice, subcooling about 8 to 12 degrees TXV. Common faults and what they mean. System low on charge again and again. A leak you should find and fix, not keep feeding. R22 is too expensive and venting illegal to treat as a top-off habit. Leak search and repair. Pressures / performance off after a retrofit. The system is on a different refrigerant now. You must use that refrigerant's PT data and may be dealing with mineral oil / POE oil return issues from the retrofit. Poor oil return after retrofitting to a POE preferring blend. The old mineral oil doesn't carry the new refrigerant well. The retrofit procedure may have called for an oil change that wasn't done. Wrong refrigerant selected on gauges. every saturation value is off. Confirm what's in the system, especially on possibly retrofitted equipment. Tech tips and gotchas. Phased out does not equal illegal to service. Customers often think R22 is banned. Explain it accurately. No new R22 is made, so it's scarce and pricey, but their existing system can still be serviced with reclaimed R22. That framing builds trust and sets up an honest repair vs replace talk. Cost of R22 is the real driver. A few pounds of R22 can cost more than the rest of the repair. That's why a major failure on aging R22 equipment usually tips to replacement. Run the numbers with the customer, don't just default to recharge it. Drop-in is marketing. Most R22 alternatives are near drop-ins that need their own procedure. Oil considerations, charge adjustment, and a performance hit are common. If you retrofit, follow the manufacturer's documented steps and reset the customer's expectations. A retrofitted system is no longer an R22 system. Tag it for the new refrigerant and use that refrigerant's PT data. The next tech needs to know what's actually in there. Never vent R22 to save time. EPA 608 applies fully. Venting is illegal and, given the cost, you're literally throwing money away. Recover it. Watch for already mixed systems. Someone may have topped an R22 system with a different refrigerant. Mixed refrigerant can't be reclaimed and the PT behavior is unpredictable. Recover and start clean if you find it. Safety/code notes. ESHRE 34 classifies R22 as A1. EPA 608 governs recovery, technician certification, and the prohibition on venting. Applies fully even though production has ended. Reclaimed R22 used for service must meet the purity spec reclaim standard. Don't put unknown/mixed refrigerant into a system. A retrofit must follow the alternative refrigerant manufacturer's documented procedure, including oil and charge requirements. Substituting refrigerants outside the equipment listing is improper.